Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690. I'm Matt Jordan, and joining me in studio right now is Seth Riley, one of the performers for the Coffeyville 150th celebration coming up at the start of June. Now, why don't you give me a little bit of your background? You know, where you from, and how'd you get into music?
I was born here in Coffeyville, raised in Welch, graduated from Welch. Now I currently work for Union Pacific here out of Coffeyville. I'm a signal maintainer. My grandma and my grandpa on my mom's side both played music quite a bit growing up, so it's something I guess I always took an interest in, and my grandma taught me a few chords on a guitar with the rest of her grandkids, and then I probably hit 13 or 14 and just picked it up one day. I guess I thought if I could do it, maybe I'd get me a girl or something, and just stole my brother's guitar and started trying to play, and been at it ever since.
Yeah, I've been there, thinking that some type of musical instrument. I'm not musically gifted at all. I played the piano for a while. I tried to learn the drums, but I'm pretty much tone deaf. So I'm always jealous of people who can perform and can play the guitar and sing a little. So what's the style, I guess, what you'd say of your music?
I would call it country music, but being where we live, I guess most people would probably say I play red dirt. I've got a small 5-song EP I recorded in 2014, and been thinking about maybe going back this summer. I think I might have enough songs and maybe try to put down a full-length album with some friends of mine in Tulsa.
All right. Now, music for you, is it just kind of like a side thing that you do, or are you kind of hoping that maybe it takes off for you? Or
a little of both. I really enjoy doing it. It's therapeutic. A little bit of side money on never hurt anybody, I suppose. I have several friends that play, and I've said all along, if any of them make it big and hit a number one record or something, like, I'll go sell T-shirts for them. It won't faze me a bit, but it's hard to leave this railroad job. It's a good job, so just do what I can when I can, I suppose.
Yeah, and now you're someone who's pretty much grown up in the area, you know, Coffeyville, Welch. I'm from Oklahoma myself. I'm from a small town in Adair, in northeastern Oklahoma, so I kind of get that small town. How is, you know, growing up small town, pretty much the same area, how has that kind of influenced your writing and with your music?
I guess I just appreciate the truth as well as you can tell your truth, someone else's truth. So I just try to, you think of something and you try to write a song that maybe hopefully someone out there listening might connect with, and maybe it might help them have a better day.
All right. Definitely can appreciate that. You know, now your music that you've written, you mentioned you had the five song EP. Are these songs that have personal meaning to you, or are they just kind of songs that you wrote?
Everything I write has a very personal touch. I haven't quite learned just write a song about a pickup truck and drinking a beer, just because, like, some people can do that. I don't know how. I've tried, but yeah. So everything to me is very much based on my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's the easiest way, or the best way to write, is when you're writing about personal experiences instead of just trying to write about something, whether it be your beer, pickup truck, your girl and your dog, or, you know, sometimes country can get a bad rap for having the same things, you know, written about it. But as long as you're writing from the heart, I think that's what's important.
Well, I sure try, and, you know, I know music is a subjective thing, so some people like it and some people don't, but hopefully on June 1st, enough people will be out there and they like what I have to say.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're listening to this, you're thinking, you know, I wonder what Seth looks like. Think Luke Combs. That's what that was the vibe I got when you walked in. Not that you look like Luke Combs.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, the pretty big beard and longer hair, and nothing wrong with, I'm a Luke Combs fan, so nothing wrong with looking like Luke Combs.
I've been told he sings prettier.
Oh, well, I guess
he's got 14 million YouTube followers that would say the same.
Well, we can find out for sure when June 1st rolls around. So, you know, what does it mean to you to be able to, you know, be able to perform, to celebrate 150 years here in Coffeyville, being from here and living here and working here?
I think it's wonderful. It's a great chance, obviously, for me to get out there, but for the community, I mean, 150 years, it don't come but once in a lifetime, and there's been some bad things. You know, you had the flood a few years back that hurt this town, and there's been some industries leave, and I think a big birthday celebration will be a wonderful thing for the town of Coffeyville. And like I said, worked here, my family's all worked here, you know, a lot of family's still here, so I think this would be a very good thing for the community and the surrounding communities, and I hope it has a wonderful turnout.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, it's important for, you know, the growth of Coffeyville, and they've got working on that Coffeyville revitalization, reawakening, and I, you know, what a better way to kick that off with a 150th birthday party.
Oh, absolutely. I know from firsthand experience, I've followed Trey and Kim Maxson, and I've seen the work that they've put in and committees they've been on trying to revitalize downtown. And concerned citizens like that just pitching in, doing their part, you know, doing what they can. There's been some mercantiles open up, and there's little mom-and-pop shops springing up here and there, and that's wonderful. I think this town truly has potential, and I'm glad to see that that the community's fighting back and trying to do something with it.
Yeah, I think you can grow from your downtown, and the downtown is already beautiful here in Coffeyville, but more shops open up, less of those buildings are vacant, you've got more places, you know, like the Yoke, where you can go and listen to somebody on a Friday night sing, enjoy a good food, like you mentioned with the Maxons having, or even, you know, they put on, and we just had the street drags, they put on the street drags, so, you know, that kind of stuff helps. And this 150th celebration, there's going to be several performances. You're one of many. Just kind of tell a little bit about what your performance is going to be like. When is it going to be? That kind of stuff.
As of right now, I believe I'm the second act up. I should hit the stage roughly around 2. I'm supposed to play for an hour, give or take. And then there'll be a break. I'm not all sure who all goes on behind me, but I have heard a rumor that the Red Dirt Rangers are going to officially kick this bad boy off at 8 o'clock that evening.
All right. Well, that'll be good. Definitely don't want to miss that out. So get out there around 2 o'clock to hear Seth perform for the 150th celebration. And what does it look like after that for you as far as gigs go? And you mentioned maybe recording some more music. So what's your plans, I guess, for the future?
Future plans for me, I always try to play music once or twice a month on the weekends when I can. I would like to go to the studio and record some more songs. Medicine Stone's coming up. Always look forward to that. I might get to have a chance to be a part of that wonderful festival in September down in Tahlequah. And just keep on plugging, keeping on being me.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eye out for any new music you're dropping, or if you get to drop another album or another EP of some sort. And, of course, looking forward to hearing you play on the 1st.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. All you listeners out there, have a lovely rest of your day, and we hope to see you in June.
Absolutely. Again, this has been Seth Riley here on the Mighty 690, 2 o'clock on June the 1st. You can listen to him perform along with several other great on that June 1st celebration. A lot of great musicians going to be performing that day. This has been the Mighty 690 KGGF.